You're listening to SBS News.
It's horrendous. It's huge. It's scary. People are burnt everywhere.
Almost 19 years since bombs killed more than 200 people in Bali's nightclub district, one of the accused masterminds behind the atrocity is finally facing a United States military court. 57-year-old Indonesian Encep Nurjaman, or Hambali as he's known, is charged with war crimes, including murder, terrorism and conspiracy. The former leader of the Jamaah Islamiya terror group is also thought to be responsible for the 2003 bombing of Jakarta's JW Marriott Hotel. Following Hambali's arrest in Thailand in 2003, then US President George W. Bush described him as a known killer.
Hambali was one of the world's most lethal terrorists, who is suspected of planning major terrorist operations, including that which occurred in Bali, Indonesia, and other recent attacks.
Hambali's trial has faced countless delays and it's unclear exactly why. He's been held in detention in a US military prison at Cuba's Guantanamo Bay for almost 15 years, but was only charged this January. Before that, he spent 3 years being interrogated by the CIA in an undisclosed location. Back in 2017, military affairs journalist Carol Rosenberg told the ABC the CIA's torture of Hambali may have compromised any chance he'll be properly brought to justice.
We know that one of his interrogators told him back in the CIA black site that he would never see the inside of a court, that he would never be charged with a crime because the world cannot know what happened to him.
Also standing trial are two of Hambali's co-accused, Malaysians Muhammad Nazir bin Lep and Muhammad Farik bin Amin. They are charged with being his accomplices. The lawyer for Muhammad Nazir bin Lep, Brian Buffard, says he has serious concerns with the proceedings.
It's not off to a great start. I have to be honest about that. All I can say is that I hope that it will be fair and that I and my colleagues in the defense bar are going to do everything that we can to make it fair or to raise the flag when it's not.
Brian Buffard says among his concerns are problems with the courtroom interpreters.
Here, you know, we have trial proceedings that are conducted in the English language, and we have defendants for whom English is not their first language. So my client speaks Malay, as does his co-accused Mr. Bin Amin, and his co-accused Mr. Hambali speaks Indonesian. So we had Malay and Indonesian translators, and they weren't doing the job sufficiently to allow certainly my client to fully understand what was happening.
The language barriers also caused the men's arraignment to be delayed.
They typically take 10, maybe 15 minutes, and ours took a day and a half. So if that's some indication of where we're headed, we're in for a very long trip.
One of Australia's preeminent experts in Islamic politics says it's inexcusable that Hambali hasn't been brought to face justice yet. Professor Greg Barton is from Deakin University.
It does seem incredible, but this whole 20 years of, you know, fighting terrorism in places like Afghanistan and Iraq and Syria has just produced all sorts of unintended consequences. Hambali should have gone to trial shortly after his capture, and it would have been relatively straightforward, one would imagine. Now it seems to be a perfect storm of mess, and no one really wants this to be happening right now.
And Greg Barton says Hambali's victims' families are right to feel disappointed that he may never be properly brought to justice.
If Hambali had had an open trial back in 2003 when he was arrested, from what we know, it would have been relatively straightforward. Now it's going to be anything but straightforward. There's the possibility there's going to be a plea bargain and some deal has already been negotiated, but we're not going to get transparency in this case.